And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD from God? Also, deliverance from every angle. And today's Facebook post, is it quality or quantity?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations. My life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. We're asking you, what do you think? Call us 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Remember, any topic is open for conversation. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. For those that want to, you're welcome to send an email, davidspoon@kprz.com. I promise I do my best to answer all the emails personally, the best I can, as best I can, as when I can, as best I can. And that's the best I can do.
Fascinating material.
Thank you very much, Spock. Here, this particular segment brought to you by Team Kia of El Cajon. Here, I'm going to make it simple for you. 541 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon. If you go there, you can get free popcorn, whether you listen to me or not, because they have free popcorn there. Team Kia of El Cajon can be found on the website, teamkiaofelcajon.com, 888-326-5140. That's 888-326-5140. I'll tell you how highly I think of Kia, just so you can know. I drive one of their cars. It is my favorite car. 888-326-5140, Team Kia of El Cajon at teamkiaofelcajon.com. Pretty simple. Another quick reminder, do not forget about crazyprice mall.com, crazyprice mall.com. 50 to 90% off retail prices, including the half-price tuitions, which I told you, we're getting ready to do a big relaunch. Take advantage of the prices now because we're going to make some changes, but we're adding some schools, but we're changing some of the structure. The tuitions link is on crazyprice mall.com, as well as all the other hundreds of deals where you can save money. One of my favorite subjects in the world. How much did it cost me? Nothing. Love you. That's my response. That's, if you don't like it, don't listen. See that knob right there? See that little button? Push it.
Cameron even came in and said, hey, do you want anything from the deli next door? I'm like, oh, of course I do. But are you paying for it? Well, apparently, you're rubbing off on me.
I believe in spreading the flavor of my faith wherever I go. Just think they're fishing, and then Jesus goes, try that again. Well, nothing happened, Jesus. Try it again. And then all that fish. See, that's the Lord. All right, from God, 2 Chronicles chapter 10, verse 12 through 15. Got to buzz through this, so we've got to kind of hit the pace. 2 Chronicles 10, 12 through 15. So Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam on the third day, just as the king had ordered, saying, return to me on the third day. Then the king answered them harshly. King Rehoboam rejected the elders' advice and spoke to them according to the young men's advice, which is never a good idea. My father made your yoke heavy, but I will add to it. My father disciplined you with whips, but I will with barbed wires. The king did not listen to the people, because the turn of events came from God in order that the Lord might carry out his word that he had spoken through Ahijah the Shilonite to Jeroboam, son of Nebat. Now, here's what I don't want you to miss. The turn of events came from God. I know man has free will. What man doesn't know is that God knows what that free will decision is. and has made his choices additionally beyond. Man still has the free will. He still makes the choice. God has just made the statements to go around that. Keep in mind, God is omniscient. He doesn't just know what you might have done. He knows what you might not have done. He knows what the multiverse is. If you don't understand that, I promise I'll talk about it another time. But the king rejected common sense. And that's what I want you to see. Have you ever talked to somebody and you're saying something plain as can be, and you're like, it's as plain as the nose on your face, and they just look at you and go, what? And you're like, how could you not understand what I'm saying? You almost can't believe it. For some reason, it's not getting through. Well, in this case, the king rejected common sense, and common sense was, your dad was pretty tough on us. We'll serve you, but you got to be nicer. And the young people told, the young advisors said, no, don't go with that. Be meaner. And you're thinking, why would he do that? It's such a dumb political move. There's no advantage whatsoever. But the reason that he did it was because the turn came from God. Uh-oh. The king did not listen to the people because the turn of events came from God in order that the Lord might carry out his word that he had spoken. And you're thinking, wait, what? Chapter 11, verse 4 of this same incident says, this is what the Lord says. You are not to march up and fight against your brothers. Each of you must return home, for this incident has come from me. And people out there are going, no. God doesn't do that. And it's like, okay, tell him he doesn't do that. Because apparently what he did was he coordinated it so that this turn of events where the kingdom became separated from 12 tribes into 10 tribes and 2 tribes, apparently that was a prophetic word that the Lord had uttered through his prophet, and it was going to happen no matter what. And the turn of events came from the Lord. And you might sit there and say, are you going to tell me some of the things in my life, the turn of events in my life have come from the Lord? I don't know. Let's ask our first and close buddy, Job, and see what he says. That stuff happened from the Lord?
Yes.
Did you kind of see that coming?
No.
You kind of like trying to figure out what's going on?
Yes.
I mean, tell me, besides Jesus, he's not going to have the longest line in heaven, right?
How'd you get through that?
I mean, here's what you got to understand. Sometimes the Lord does it. You're thinking, no, that can't be. You know, stop thinking that everything you consider positive is God, everything you consider negative is Satan, and start recognizing that there's more going on than you think. This turn of events came from the Lord. Hey, what if the Lord woke you up one night and said, you know this whole thing you're going through? It's from me. Then how would you respond? Because that's what you better be prepared to hear. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Short break, and we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
Welcome aboard the David Spoon Experience, sponsored by the USS Midway Family Ministry Overnight Programs. For reservations, visit midway.org.
Be thankful this season and get to Team Kia of El Cajon, because we want to get you out of your trade. You'll save $6,000 off the purchase of select new 2015 Kias in stock. Plus, we want to approve your credit today. Brand new 2015 Kia Optima lease, just $89 a month, or $6,000 off any select new Kia in stock with any trade.
Dude, let's take another road trip to Team Kia of El Cajon.
Call 866-680-7649 for all the details.
Okay, let's say you need new windows. You want to save water and money with synthetic grass. You need legal advice. Or maybe you unfortunately have bug problems. Or you're looking to go solar. There's only one place to find a pro for the services you need. The Pro Center at KPRZ.com. You'll find quality providers like Ecola Termite and Pest Control for powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Voted best green exterminator by a leading magazine. The Pro Center at KPRZ.com.
It's
It's hard enough to deal with an unexpected plumbing issue, let alone all the time and expense to get the job done right. Well, look no further. From leaky faucets to repiping the entire house, Katie, the little plumber girl, the owner and the operator of Fluid Plumbing, has got you covered. Katie has been in the residential and commercial plumbing business for over 10 years. No job is too big or too small. The Little Plumber Girl, serving North County, offers reasonable prices on all of your plumbing needs, including 24/7 emergency service. Call Katie at 760-650-5479 or go to littleplumbergirl.com for your next plumbing job and ask about her good neighbor discount. For honesty, integrity, and a great value, call Katie, the Little Plumber Girl, at 760-650-5479 or go to littleplumbergirl.com.
This is Michael Medved for townhall.com. Republicans must do better among voters under 30 if they hope to capture the White House. In 2012, these young people comprised just 19% of the electorate, but provided Obama with his entire margin of victory. Among the 81% of voters over 30, Mitt Romney won a majority. But with under 30s, Obama scored a decisive 23-point margin. To avoid repeating this pattern, conservatives must drop slogans like, "Take our country back." Young people don't want to go back. They want to go forward. We should emphasize future reforms, not issues of the past like Obamacare and gay marriage. Let's improve the health insurance for tomorrow, not just repeal a program that was imposed yesterday. On marriage, we should strengthen traditional man-woman marriages, not threaten to undo those same-sex marriages that already exist. To win young people, conservatives must face the future boldly, not try to recapture the recent past. I'm Michael Medved.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by our very good friend Sam Rasul from Keller Williams Realty. ThinkSam.com is the URL website that you can reach Sam in. My understanding is that this big deal transaction he's been working on closes tomorrow. Wow. So there's a ministry that's going to get funded in San Diego County through this work. And it's just kind of one of those cool things. What Sam does is he takes 25% of any commission check he gets. So if you buy a house through Sam, if you sell a house through Sam, he takes 25% of that check and gives it to whatever ministry, charity, or church you want. Plus, he has the Fix It Up program, which means that they'll fix it. He'll fix your house if you're selling it. Up to $25,000, they'll forward the money. You can take that and, you know, get the roof worked on, get some carpet in there, get some landscaping, whatever's necessary to make it work, up to $25,000. And at the close of escrow, when you sell the house, he takes the money back out, no interest charged. And then the other thing about Sam that he doesn't get a lot of play on, doesn't get a lot of props in, is that he was born as a Muslim, was in an airplane flying around on 9/11. When that guy shares his testimony, it is riveting. Riveting. And when you hear how he got saved, it's fascinating. It's just fascinating material. Great testimony from the Lord. He loves to share that. You can reach him either to have him share his testimony or other. The real estate element doesn't matter. If you're just sitting there thinking, I'm thinking about real estate, but I'd really like to hear this guy's testimony, yeah, get in touch with him. Think Sam. ThinkSam.com. That's his website. Think Sam. Think, T-H-I-N-K, Sam, S-A-M. .com 858-722-7515 858-722-7515. As most people know, this is my shorter section, and there's many wonderful things that I can say to you. But I have been having this interesting thing take place in my devotional life, and I just want to see if anybody else is kind of going through this. But I've noticed that the warfare during devotions seems a little higher. And I don't know if that's just me. Some people are probably going through a good season. But I've just noticed that it seems like it's also, it's like from time to time, there's more distractions before, during, and after prayer. There's more distractions in Bible study than there used to be. And to me, it's like society is getting so busy, it's trying to cough or push God out by just having so much stuff go on. There's so much stuff happening. But I'll tell you right now, whenever I encounter that personally, what I do, it's not something genius or anything. I just make this decision. I will stay here longer, and I will pray longer until I make sure I make this communication correct. And I came into work today. I'll probably get in trouble for this. I came into work, and I was 10 minutes late because my devotions had to stay in there and fight a little 10 minutes. And I thought, you know what? I could get docked for 10 minutes or just do my best. Maybe God will give me strength to do an extra fast 10 minutes somewhere, and I'll make it up in some capacity. But God is more important. My relationship with God is more important. And if you sit there and ask me, and you're going to find out this is true, and you really get to know me, if you sit there and ask me, are you telling me your relationship is more important than paying rent? Yes, it is. My relationship with God is more important than paying rent. Yeah, it is. More important than your car payment? Yes. More important than your kids? Yes. More important than your wife? Yes. Because God is more important. And you think, that's cruel. That's mean. No, that's Bible. See, that's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And then the rest of it. That's Acts and Romans and 1st and 2nd Corinthians. That's Galatians. It's Ephesians. It's Colossians. It's Philippians. It's 1 Thessalonians and 2 Thessalonians. It's 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy. It's Philemon. It's Hebrews. It's James. It's Peter. It's Peter 2. It's 1 John. It's 2 John. It's 3 John. It's Jude. It's Revelation. It's the book. We don't have to be, you know, the one thing I can't stand is you talk about the Muslim extremists. Oh, they're so committed to their faith. They're willing to kill people for it. Well, I'm so committed to my faith, I'm willing to die for mine. Okay. I'm just not willing to kill because that's not part of our faith. So, yeah, that's what we got to do. We got to do a better job. And if the devil's distracting you, fight. Because it's a war. Would to God for 1 minute he pulled back the realm. Everybody could see how many demons and angels were really in play. Wow. Would that change everything in a second? All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, and then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience from K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Attention parents of elementary students. The Freedom Academy K-5 Independent Study Program is now preparing lifelong learners. Freedom Academy is a part of Literacy First, tuition-free charter schools. With the Freedom Academy, schedules are arranged to allow maximum learning for your student. Families interested in enrolling in Freedom Academy can still enroll online at lfcsinc.org. Take ownership of your child's learning experience. Visit lfcsinc.org.
You know, every Christmas season, I always end my message with a simple thought. Hi, I'm Chuck Swindoll. I try my best to keep it simple, and I try my best to offer it in a simple manner. And I never really know what people do with it from then on. But here it is. He came misunderstood. He died misrepresented and maligned. But he arose victorious. Do you know that baby, the Christ child? Do you know Jesus Christ who walked our earth, who went to the cross and paid the complete penalty for our sins, the Savior of all mankind? Do you know him?
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
Chris George, General Manager of Subaru Mazda of El Cajon. Tell us about the Subaru Mazda of El Cajon customer experience.
When you come to the dealership, you know, it's like welcoming somebody into your home. We're going to offer you some coffee or some water. You want the place clean. I want the men to open doors for women. That's how I teach my boys, and that's what I do for my wife. That's our goal, is to develop a relationship with people. You get to know who we are by the people you meet.
Go to Subaru Mazda of El Cajon today and get a free tire rotation, brake inspection, and alignment quick check.
These days, it's not uncommon for teen girls to chase after boys. On today's Focus on the Family Minute, though, Jessie Manassian says that those girls are sometimes looking for the wrong thing.
And there's a verse in Proverbs that I just love. It's Proverbs 27:7. It says, a person who is full refuses honey, but even bitter food tastes sweet to the hungry. When we let God make us, then we're free to refuse even a good relationship. But when we're desperate for love and for attention, even destructive relationships look tempting. And that's why I encourage girls to allow God to make them, because when He's made us, we're not tempted to chase after all these cravings for love and attention and relationship.
Well, you play an important part in your daughter's life, but encourage her above all to seek after God and to trust Him for her dreams. You'll find more parenting encouragement today at focusonthefamily.com/radio.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, the way to do that, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. That's my email. Let's talk about a few things that are relatively important. Do not forget, so we got, this is December 8th, right? Last time I checked. So, we've got a couple of different things. December 10th is the Thrivent Financial Annual Pastors Appreciation Luncheon. You only got like a day to respond to that. You got to jump on that right away. If you want more information on that, you can either visit kprz.com or get in touch with Ruth Puentes directly at ruth.puentes@thrivent.com. Ruth.puentes, P-U-E-N-T-E-S. Also, Daily Disciples Women's Conference. You know, I got the big Kevin Davis in the other room. I got a quick question for him. So we have this conference that's taking place January 30th. Is their website dailydisciple.com or .org? There's an argument there. It is org. So dailydisciples.org, which stands for organization or something like that. For their Hope Conference, January 30th, listen to this. You can get tickets on sale right now, $25. Great price. You can call them 800-922-0369. You know, besides Steve Wheeler, they're the only people who I've ever let substitute in this seat. You think, why? Because I think they're the only two that were brave enough. So that's how I look at that. Then don't forget our good friends over at the USS Midway, the Overnight Adventures, taking place in April 2016. Just think of this. If you have a youth group about spending an entire night aboard the historical aircraft carrier, the USS Midway, for a family ministry overnight adventure. It's conducted a few different times throughout the year. All the families are welcome, age 6 and up. To get more information, midway.org. And then you go on there and you find a little family ministry overnight. Click. Family ministry overnight. Click. Get the information. Pretty simple. Last but not least, I will say this. Don't forget about our KPRZ mobile app. I will be talking with our very own Susie Q to find out what the next big contest is. I'm sure there's something going on, and I don't even know. And I'll find out from her, get that information from you. Okay, this DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day, is, and for those that don't know what that is, I'm reading the Bible, something pops out, and I go, ooh, ooh, and then it makes me think. This one's entitled Abandoned. Boy, that could be tough. 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 6 through 8. 2 Chronicles 29, 6 through 8 says this. For our fathers were unfaithful and did what is evil in the sight of the Lord our God. They abandoned him, turned their faces away from the Lord's tabernacle, and turned their backs on him. They also closed the doors of the vestibule, extinguished the lamps, did not burn incense, and did not offer burnt offerings in the holy place of the God of Israel. Therefore, the wrath of the Lord was on Judah and Jerusalem, and he made them an object of terror, horror, and hissing, as you see with your own eyes. I do not want to be on the receiving end of this word when it is given. Doing a countdown of what took place in the past, and the countdown of what took place in the past is not pretty. The children of Israel, Judah and Jerusalem, listen to what is said about them. They were unfaithful, and they did evil in the sight of the Lord our God. A lot of people sit there and they think, well, doing evil, that's like, you know, that's like writing graffiti on a wall. Yeah, Doing evil, that's like taking your candy wrapper and throwing it outside the car while you're driving down the freeway. Yeah. Doing evil, that's taking somebody's parking spot before they have a chance to get it because you're being a not nice person. Yeah. Here's what the definition is before the Lord about doing evil. A pretty interesting definition. They abandoned him. You want to know what evil is? This is one of the things I find kind of bizarre is that's evil. The context of evil is abandoning him who is holy, abandoning him who is righteous, abandoning the Lord. They abandoned him. They became unfaithful. They abandoned him. That's evil. They were unfaithful to him. That's evil. You know, if you mess up in the Lord and you come to the Lord and say, I'm having a hard time, I'm not doing this right, I need to do better, I need your forgiveness, I need your grace, that's not abandonment. That's sincerity. But when you do something wrong and then you turn to God and go, whatever, that's abandonment. And by the way, you can't abandon what you don't have. So they obviously had some connection to the Lord. They abandoned him. Listen to how they did that. Oh, this is, I read this, I shudder, I fear, in a certain sense, I do, I tremble. I never want this to happen to anybody I know who's a Bible believer. I don't think it can, but I don't want it to regardless. It says this, they turned their faces away from the Lord's tabernacle. They just said, you know what, all you and all your teaching and all your stuff, yeah, forget it. How is that different than Adam and Eve turning from the command of God in the garden? It's not. It's the same thing. They turned their faces from the Lord's tabernacle, and in turning their faces away from the Lord's tabernacle, they turned their backs on him. Have you ever talked to somebody or been in an argument, and then they're not listening, and then they just turn around, and they give you the harumph, and then you can't talk to them? Because they turned their back on you. That's what these people did to God. And some of us in our actions, maybe from time to time, do a little bit too much of a harumph to God. And it's like, you can't do that. There's a couple of reasons why you can't do that. Not the least of which is that produced the wrath of God on Judah and Jerusalem. And he made them an object of terror, horror, and hissing. That doesn't sound good. I don't want terror and horror and hissing. I don't want that. Here's the thing. When you and I do something that's wrong, and instead of getting defiant and prideful and arrogant, maybe that's the time we become humble and acknowledge and beat our breasts and say, sorry, and mean it. The only problem with some Christian teaching is that they teach licentiousness is okay. Licentiousness is not okay. Greasy grace is not okay. But genuinely sincere seeking and searching for the Lord, that's fine. And if you make a mistake coming before him, that's fine. But to get arrogant and defiant and to turn our backs on him and then to ignore his sanctuary like it means nothing to him. You know, I wrote that book, Church Disappointment, His Appointment. There's a reason why I wrote it. I mean, I know it's hard to believe. It's like, oh, you're trying to say it's important to go to church? Yes, it is. You can't fellowship. You can't be a Christian by yourself, an island by yourself. If you're not going to a good church, find a good church. But the sanctuary of God is important to God. And Jesus in Revelation is in the midst of the candlesticks, even though some of those churches were horrible. Jesus was still in the middle. We can't do that. We got to do better. We can do better. I mean, the Holy Spirit operates in us. We can do better than that. It's not worthwhile to abandon the Lord. We can't turn our faces away from his temple. We can't turn our backs away from him. We don't want to incur the wrath of God. If you do something wrong, don't become arrogant. Become humble. Seek his help. Seek his healing. Seek his grace. He'll grant it every time. But defy him by sticking your fist up to heaven and saying, no way, and you're on your own. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Short break, and we'll be back. Don't go anywhere. I've got faith to believe.
The David Spoon Experience continues on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Maybe you're thinking about buying or selling a home. Maybe you're thinking about buying or selling a home in 6 months, a year, 2 years. Who plans that far ahead for the real estate market? What person can possibly be able to give you guidance and insight as to how to approach this monumental notion? Enter Sam Rasul. If you buy or sell a house through Sam, 25% of his gross commission, and it ain't gross, goes to whatever ministry or church you desire for KPRZ listeners. Also, if you're looking to sell your home, Sam will even forward you the money at no interest to make your house ready, up to $25,000 for KPRZ listeners. He just takes the funds back out at the close of escrow. Hey, if you're thinking about real estate, think Sam at thinksam.com. 858-722-7515. That's 858-722-7515. Or email him, Sam at thinksam.com. Contact Sam today.
What is it, Cassie? Uncle Bob is floating in water like a bad stock. Whoa! We better go help him. Uncle Bob? Uncle Bob!
Jimmy, over here!
Come on, Cassie, let's help Uncle Bob out of that water well. Uncle Bob, how did you get into that water well?
Oh, I tried to fix my roof on my own.
Cassie says you should have used Excalibur Roofing, Uncle Bob. Cassie says you could have just called them at 760-743-8803. Cassie says you could also check them out at ExcaliburRoofing.com.
I bet Excalibur Roofing would have had me covered. And free estimates, too? Oh, gosh darn!
Golly, Uncle Bob. If you would have just typed in Excalibur Roofing in your search engine, you wouldn't be all wet.
You're right, Jimmy. I'll never forget. Excalibur Roofing.
Scoffers set a city aflame, but the wise turn away wrath. Hello, this is Tony Perkins with the Family Research Council in Washington. This year, Vanderbilt University Professor Carol Swain has experienced firsthand the extent of the malignant progressive agenda on the American College campus. Following January's Charlie Hebdo attack in Paris, she published an op-ed about radical Islam. Shortly thereafter, in one of the intolerant spasms, which has become typical in secular academia, students complained and the school administration sent out a campus-wide email distancing itself from her, thereby opening her up to further protest. In a petition calling for Swain's suspension and subjection to diversity training, students have now accused her of discriminatory practices in the classroom. But Dr. Swain has no intention of being silenced, and she recognizes that the only possible response to this illiberal, politically correct ideology is to continue speaking truth. We could all learn something from this wise woman as she stands up to the scoffers. For more, go to TonyPerkins.com.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience. From KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. I will tell you, we talked earlier about the weather and the traffic. Both, since we gave those reports, have gone a wee bit downhill. Just a wee bit downhill. That's all I can tell you. Not as grand as it was earlier. Two things to go over. Did I cover the, if people want to reach us, they can? Well, if I don't, if I didn't, I'll do it again. See, we did, and I'm losing... Did not. Whew. I thought I was having a moment there when I was older than I am. Get it? If you want to, you can reach us by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. We do our best to answer all the emails, respond the best way we can. If somebody gets a response in the email and they think it's rude, then you're too sensitive and don't send me an email. All right. Before we get into our final DDD, which is entitled Deliverance from Each Side. Deliverance from each side. Before we get there, there's a story that came out in the USA Today. I thought I'd just mention it because I thought it was different. It's talking about the bowl games in football. This is not Robo Producer's favorite subject, so we won't bore him with the football elements there. But it does seem like there's something a little bit going on, because what the bowl games have done is they've allowed teams with losing records, which they've done before. That's not unusual. But guess what they based it on? See, you have a team with a losing record. They're going to go to a bowl game. Okay, so they're being rewarded for having a lousy team. But here's what they based it on. Their academic progress rate. So people get to go into sporting competitions because of their academics. See, what's taking place is people don't like, or I should not say that. College speak today. I'm not talking about Christian colleges. I'm talking about secular, godless colleges that do not believe in free speech and do not believe in education, but believe that they're in the entitlement period of life, has become, instead of college being this place where you go and you learn about free speech and different ideas and you debate and you have disagreements and so on and so forth, college has become the land of the wackadoodle. And whenever I talk to somebody, they tell me they're in college, you're never supposed to have a certain amount of respect, I just laugh. Because college now is not what college was then. Academics are not what they were. Here's what it is. In colleges that are run by the students, it's backwards. The youth has become the oppressor. And if you will know your Old Testament scripture, that's a reference to the end times, when the youth becomes the oppressor. Just think of that. And now in college, it doesn't matter whether you have a good football team, baseball team, basketball team, hockey team. It matters what your academic record is. Then you can put in a team, even if they're lousy. As a guy who's into competition, I'm not excited about that. I'm going to be honest. I think that's kind of off. All right, let's get to our DDD. Deliverance from each side. This is what I need right here. 2 Chronicles chapter 13. Chapter 13, verse 13 through 16. 2 Chronicles chapter 13, verse 13 through 16. Love this story. Now, Jeroboam had sent an ambush around to advance from behind them. So they were in front of Judah, and the ambush was behind them, which means they were front and behind them. Judah turned and discovered that the battle was in front of them and behind them. So they cried out to the Lord. Then the priests blew the trumpets, and the men of Judah raised the battle cry. And when the men of Judah raised the battle cry, God routed Jeroboam and all Israel before Judah. So the Israelites fled before Judah, and God handed them over. One of these fantastic stories in Scripture. Second Chronicles, by the way, loaded with the army stories, just loaded with the Lord stepping in battle after battle. In this case, Israel had 800,000 men, and Judah had 400,000 men. But Judah's army came in the name of the Lord. But Israel's army came in the name of Sneaky. And they had people in front of them and behind them, and they were covering them from every side. And Israel was going to pounce on Judah. And you know what Judah did? They cried out to God. Boy, if there's one thing this nation needs, whoo, right there. This battle was being lost before it began. There were more of them than there were of the Judeans. There were more Israelites, 2-1. And all the people of Judah can do was cry out to God for help. If you think that this nation's lost, don't forget that crying out to God for help is a fantastic strategy that has worked for thousands of years. Even if every angle seems to be cut off and the enemy's in front of us and behind us and to the left and to the right, they cried out to God and God routed the Israelites. Wow. Here's the key. The key comes in verse 18. The Israelites were subdued at that time. The Judahites succeeded because they depended on the Lord, the God of their ancestors. Do you know one of the tactics that's lacking for you and me in our situations, in our fights, in our encounters, in our circumstances, in our positions? One of the things that's lacking for you and I is our success ratio, because we don't depend on God. We're missing it. There's the Lord looking to step up for us, help us, stand in the gap for us, so to speak, be a part of us. When we call out to him, he's there to do it. And what we do is we come up with every possible tactic to get around the tactics that are being used against us, but we don't use the greatest tactic of all, depending on the Lord for victory. We're blowing it. Because we want to? No, because sometimes we forget how simple and genuine our faith is. If you have you and God and you're in a war, if you and God are on one side and then there's anybody else on the other side, who's going to win? Well, whatever side has God, that's the side that's going to win. So sometimes you go through a circumstance or a situation or a feeling or a growth spurt and you're just like, but if you depend on the Lord, he will get you through it. You know, it doesn't promise you that you won't have tough times. It doesn't promise that the water won't get high. It doesn't promise that the things won't be difficult. But what the Lord promises is to never abandon you, never forsake you, never leave you, never give up on you, never drop you. He doesn't say everything's going to be smooth as silk. He says, I will be with you in each element. You can depend on me. That's what the Lord tells us. He tells us that for our victory, we should operate in dependence on him, and he will help us. You know, it's those fabulous times when you and I say to the Lord, I can't do a thing. It's beyond me. I have no capacity. I have no capacity to fight this fight. I have no ability to get through this, but I'm focused on you because you can get me through anything. That's the key. And if we are dependent on the Lord, he brings about victory. Listen to what verse 18 says. The Israelites were subdued at that time. The Judahites succeeded because they depended on the Lord, the God of their ancestors. You want to have success in your life? Depend on the Lord. In this circumstance, it was out of whack. It was a 2-to-1 situation, but they cried out to God and the Lord routed the enemy. Wouldn't you just love it if God kicked your circumstances in the teeth? Can't you say amen every once in a while? I mean, every once in a while, you just like, come on, Lord, get me through this. Get me through this. Get me through this. But Dave, I'm not hearing the feelings of love come from your voice. No, you're hearing the feelings of we need to have dependent faith. And by the word, phileo is not something we're supposed to operate in. Agape is a love of decision. So make a decision to follow the Lord, to depend on the Lord, to be connected to the Lord. Christianity is not about feelings. It's all about feelings. Nothing more than feelings. Go eat some tacos. Go eat about 50 tacos. Tell me how you feel. Feel the love of God? No? Okay. But that doesn't mean the love of God's not real. Right? Okay. I'm just making sure you got that right. Feelings are a part of the train that you have, but truth and faith and love, that's at the front. Your feelings, more caboose-ish, if you catch the drift. Your faith connects you to God. Use that faith, be connected to God, prevail by having God fight the battle. And you walk with him. Could you think of a better partner in warfare than God on your side? I can't. I'll take him all day long. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Short break and we're coming back. History in our Facebook post.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
Chris George, General Manager of Subaru Mazda of El Cajon. Chris, what does Subaru Mazda of El Cajon mean to you?
I wanted to do business in a town and in a community that I live in. I go to church in, my kids go to school in. We know the teachers, we know the families. So any day you walk in that store, somebody in there knows somebody that goes to church at Foothills or goes to church at Shadow Mountain or Skyline.
Go to Subaru Mazda of El Cajon today and get a free tire rotation, brake inspection, and alignment quick check.
If you've sung many Christmas carols in your life, you've no doubt sung these familiar words. O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. The Christmas card images of Bethlehem are well known. A quiet village a few miles from Jerusalem, its stone roofs silhouetted against a blue-black sky, punctuated by the pinpricks of millions of bright stars. Such quietness gave no indication of the world-changing event happening in one of Bethlehem's side streets. Bethlehem, which means house of bread in Hebrew, was birthing the one who himself would be called the bread of life. May you be filled by the bread of life this Christmas. This is David Jeremiah, and that is the Christmas story on Route 66.
Driving the word home this Christmas on Route 66. Log on to Route66Life.com and start your journey home today.
It's hard enough to deal with an unexpected plumbing issue, let alone all the time and expense to get the job done right. Well, look no further. From leaky faucets to repiping the entire house, Katie, the little plumber girl, the owner and the operator of Fluid Plumbing, has got you covered. Katie has been in the residential and commercial plumbing business for over 10 years. No job is too big or too small. The little plumber girl serving North County offers reasonable prices on all of your plumbing needs, including 24/7 emergency service. Call Katie at 760-650-5479 or go to littleplumbergirl.com for your next plumbing job and ask about her good neighbor discount. For honesty, integrity, and a great value, call Katie, the little plumber girl, at 760-650-5479 or go to littleplumbergirl.com.
This is Michael Medved for townhall.com. The GOP suffered a disastrous defeat in Louisiana's 2015 gubernatorial election, and it is crucial that Republicans learn from this catastrophe. Governor Bobby Jindal won the Bayou State with 66% in 2011, and Mitt Romney crushed Obama in Louisiana by 17 points in 2012. But this year, Republican David Vitter lost to Democrat John Bel Edwards in a 12-point landslide. Vitter lost due to character concerns relating to an 8-year-old prostitution scandal he couldn't put behind him. The lessons for 2016 are obvious. If Republicans nominate a candidate for president who raises lingering questions of ethics or temperament, they will lose an election in which other signs point to likely victory. Liberals can look beyond character issues, as their unshakable enthusiasm for Hillary indicates. Many conservatives cannot. I'm Michael Medved.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Thank you for joining us throughout this day. We hope it's a blessing for you. By the way, we are aware that they are replaying the shows at 10 o'clock, Monday through Fridays, from 10 to 12. So if you need more of me, you need therapy, or you can listen from 10 to 12, or you can go to the podcasts, davidspoon.com. Not a terrible thing or a terrible way to go about it. We got some history we want to cover, plus our Facebook post music, our Facebook posts. We're going to cover that too. We only have a few minutes to get everything done, and we shall prevail, for he is with us. If you want to reach us by email, davidspoon at kprz.com is the best way to do that. 1941, on this day, Congress declared war on Japan, and the United States entered World War II. In 1978, on this day, former Israeli Prime Minister Golda Meir passed away. Also on this day, 1980, John Lennon, former member of the Beatles, was shot and killed in New York City by a deranged fan. And here's something a lot of people do not know. On this same day, President Reagan and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev signed the first treaty to reduce the nuclear arsenal of the two superpowers. Did not know that was on this day. I will also let you know, for those that are unaware, today is Brownie Day. Brownie, a chocolate brownie, is a flat baked square or bar, get this, developed in the United States at the end of the 19th century. So if somebody says, well, brownie's not American, So yeah, that's what you say about the Judeo-Christian principles. You're wrong about that, too. The brownie is a cross between a cake and a cookie in texture. Did you know that? I did not know that. Brownies are important, an important part of life. I think they're an important part of life. Last but not least, and this is absolutely guaranteed to irritate two people. In 1940, the Chicago Bears defeated the Washington Redskins 73-0 in the NFL championship game, which was carried on network radio for the first time by Mutual Broadcasting System. Boy, this trivia question is worth a bazillion dollars. Who was the announcer? Red Barber was the first announcer. Wow. And then for those of us who have friends who have a Catholic background, or those who are listening who are Catholic, in 1854, Pope Pius proclaimed the Catholic dogma, the Immaculate Conception, which held that Mary, the mother of Jesus, was free of original sin from the moment of her own conception. Bible-believing, born-again Christians and Protestants do not believe that. We believe that is incorrect. There is no biblical basis to support that particular statement. All right, let's get our Facebook post music rocking and rolling, please. What you got for me? Three Stooges? It is, right? Is it the end? Let me hear. I can't. It's not Three Stooges? Who is it?
No, that is Three Stooges.
Yeah, is that the beginning or the end?
It's the beginning of one of their episodes.
Oh. It sounded like that. It's that same mentality. I felt immediately connected to it, which, of course, is a problem. All right, today's Facebook post, 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. I only have 2 minutes. I guarantee I'll get it done. Here's 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. That's it. How simple is that? How great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The love that God has for us isn't out of performance or requirements. It's out of his character. It's out of his DNA. The amount of that reservoir of love is great in both abundance and in quality. One thing Christians can often miss, I often miss, I think that God has a lot of love, but it's not just love, it's the quality of God's love. The level of God's love for us and to us is defined as great by the standard of the Holy Spirit. We'd probably do a better job if we stopped quenching and grieving the Holy Spirit so we can understand that. We can rely on that love. So much so that we can understand God as our parent, so much so as we can understand God as the perfect parent. You get that? How great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called the children of God, and that is what we are. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. 22-hour break, then we'll be back. More insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.